Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who you got in the NFC East? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. This from J-Rob91. He wrote this the other day. Kevin, not sure why you thought Jaden was so good on Sunday. He wasn't, and you've been far too early to crown him. Look out for Caleb on Monday night. And Dak and Jalen are better NFC East QBs. Thanks for that, J-Rob91. No, Jaden was absolutely sensational on Sunday, per almost any evaluation after the first two series. So I'm not sure what you were watching. Look out for Caleb on Monday night. Yeah, I mean, they've had a bye week. You know, Ben Johnson's creative. I think this is going to be a ball game on Monday night. We will preview it and pick it on Monday's show, not today's Friday football show. But yeah, I mean, I think that this is going to be, you know, a challenge. And I think Caleb's going to get better with Ben Johnson. And the story's too early on Caleb Williams. It's too early on all these guys. I agree with you. I mean, look, I think what I saw last week was not, last year with Jaden was not deceiving and was not an aberration and was not one-year wonder-esque. I think that this guy is legit and transcendent, and I think we're going to see that over the long haul of a career. I think the health, I think his body holding up is the number one, you know, sort of concern. As far as Dak and Jalen being better NFC East quarterbacks, I don't think so. I don't agree with that at all. I think Dak's playing at a very high level. Dak's nowhere near the threat Jaden is to defenses. And Jalen, going back to last year, even after the Super Bowl, I said, if I'm a Philadelphia Eagle fan, I would swap in a heartbeat. And I like Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback despite the struggles of last night and recently. Who you got in the NFC East? 301-230-0980. I mentioned, basically, I took three sports books, averaged them. Philly's still a slight favorite at minus 118. Washington is second at plus 165. And then the Cowboys are at like plus 600. And the Giants are still a massive long shot at somewhere around plus 5,000. All right. But you've got a bunched up 4-2, 3-2, 2-2-1, 2-4. Still a lot of head-to-heads. You know, Washington and Dallas have to play twice. Washington and Philly have to play twice. Washington still has one more with the Giants. Dallas now has played, you know, two of the three division teams. Philly has played a game against two of the three division teams as well. Long way to go. And I would just also say right now, I don't think the NFC East, I think the NFC East is a competitive division, but it's in a loaded conference right now with what appear to be some real good teams. Detroit, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, the Rams, the 49ers. And, you know, don't discount teams like Seattle, Atlanta, Chicago, Minnesota, the Cowboys and the Giants in our division. You know, I was thinking about this, and we may have mentioned it yesterday when we were talking about when we were doing our power rankings, Max, is that, you know, anybody watching football through, say, the first 4 weeks would have easily identified the Giants, the Panthers, and the Saints as the three worst NFC teams. And they've all now won their most recent games. And they don't look to be terrible. I mean, they might be again after this week. We'll see. I got Washington winning the NFC East. It's real simple. They've got the best quarterback in the division. And he is a massive difference maker in their team. And I think with Philadelphia struggling, it's going to create an opportunity. I think, you know, Washington, it may not end up being the best team in the NFC when all is said and done. And I'm not suggesting they're going to end up being a one seed or even a two seed. I think the Lions look really good. I think the Bucks are good. I still think the Rams are good, even though they lost to the 49ers last Thursday night at home. But I like Washington to win the NFC East. I'm taking the best quarterback in the division. The Cowboys are flawed significantly on defense. The Giants, you're not going to do it with a rookie quarterback. And by the way, with the injuries they've had, and one of them, a major player, they're not getting back this year, and Malik Nabers. I can't discount or dismiss or eliminate the possibility of Philadelphia getting it together. They certainly have the talent to do it, but I'm going to take Jaden Daniels leading this team to somewhere around 10, 11 wins, and that being good enough to win what will be a bunched up NFC East when all is said and done, with some big division games. A big one a week from Sunday in Dallas between Washington and Dallas. Obviously, two biggies between Philly and Washington at the end of the year. Some big games coming up. The schedules are interesting. The Giants, if you think they can get back into it, they got the Broncos and the Eagles on the road, and then the 49ers. They still have to play the Packers, Lions, Patriots at this point, which looks daunting, and another game against the Cowboys at the end of the year. But the other NFC East teams are kind of in the same boat because they all have the same schedule with the exception of three games. Max, who do you got winning the NFC East?
I mean, how could I not pick the best quarterback and the defense that seems to be outperforming despite their secondary issues? I'm going to go with Washington, and it's all going to come down to that final four-game stretch. I believe it will be Giants, Philly, Dallas, and then Philly again to close out the year. It's all going to come down to those four games for Washington, but I have great confidence that they will be able to win those as long as they're still healthy and kicking. So yeah, I'm going to pick the hometown team to win the NFC East.
You know, I kind of have I've always had this, and for a long time now, this, you know, weird, you know, kind of vision and dream, really a dream, a hope, that a late season Dallas Washington game with high stakes. It's just been so long.
Christmas can be fun, Kev.
We had it back in 2012. And for some of us, that's what we grew up with every year. I mean, both games being massive, and many times at the end of the year, massive high stakes division games against the Cowboys. Can you imagine? I don't want Dallas to do too well, but can you imagine if the game of the year turned out to be the Christmas Day game in Landover between the Cowboys and the Skins? That would be fun. I like Washington to win this division. I think Philadelphia's struggles here are going to put them behind the eight ball. By the way, I think any result with Philadelphia at this point is possible, including missing the postseason altogether. I would not bet that, but I think they're in a heap of trouble right now. And I'll tell you what, their next two games, because of what follows, they got to go after this mini bye week. They got to go to Minnesota next week and win against maybe their former quarterback, Carson Wentz. And then they've got to take care of the Giants at home before they go into their bye week, because they come out of it at Green Bay, Detroit at home, at Dallas. 301-230-0980. Who you got in the NFC East? Max and I both have Washington winning the division. Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, go ahead. Gary, let's go to Gary.
Hi, can you hear me?
I got you, Gary.
Good morning. I'm waffling a bit. I'm leaning towards Washington, but I think it's going to come down between Washington and Dallas. What people don't realize about Dallas is that defense has been so bad, they've been playing the majority of the year down three of their top four corners. They haven't had their top corners playing on the field. I think yesterday or the other day was the first time that they had them relatively healthy. They've had guys out there from the practice squad playing. And so they played all together a little bit on Sunday, and the defense played a little bit better. But they could easily be 5-1 right now. They should have beat Philadelphia the first night. And that game that they had, they only have two losses. So they could easily be 5-1, and they should have beaten Green Bay. So I'm leaning towards Washington right now, but that game next week in a couple weeks, I think is going to determine who's going to win the NFC East. I don't believe in Philadelphia.
Well, it's just the first of their two head-to-head. I'll tell you what, if you're a believer in Dallas, then they need to go to Carolina this Sunday and beat a team that actually is a bit feisty. the Panthers are, and they got to beat Carolina because they're better than Carolina, not by a lot, talent-wise I'm talking about, but they got to go hang 30-something on Carolina like they did against the Jets and come out of there with a win, because that's a trap kind of a game Sunday, no doubt. That feels like a trap game, like the Jet game did last week. I'll concede. I gave out the Jets as a play, and I'm going to give out Carolina as a play when we get to my smell test. But if they go to Carolina and win, and they're taking care of the teams that on paper they should beat, and it's tough to say that with any game, because they got a bunch of should beats on their schedule. They got the Cardinals. They got the Raiders. They got a game, you know, they still have another game. I don't know, even want to say it, with the Giants. And then it'll come down to the division games. You know, they have the Chiefs and the Lions. Yeah. But, yeah, look, yeah, Dallas, in this league up here, as Coach Joe used to say, if you can score 37-plus a game, you're going to have a chance to win a lot of games. You almost have to become opportunistic a little bit defensively, which they were last week. Let's see if they can continue it this week at Carolina. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. Let's go to Johnny in Chicago. Johnny, who you got in the NFC East?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, Kevin? Washington, 11-6, but they have to keep their quarterback healthy. They got to keep our quarterback healthy. With him, we can win any game. We're not out of any game, Kevin. You know that. With this dude, we can win some games. And one more thing, Kevin. Monday
I'm
night.
I'm listening.
No, we're not going to talk about the Bears until Monday, but this is – if Washington could win his game, Kevin – this would be huge, because if they lose, they'll be 1-2. What, 1-2 in the conference, Kevin? 1-3? I mean, we are 1-3 in the conference, right?
Right. Yeah, they're two wins. Game, two Kevin. Of their three wins are against AFC teams, right?
Exactly. The Bears, they stink on defense, Kevin. They stink. If we could run a football, Kevin, we should be able to win this game, Kevin. It's not going to be easy. It's not a, oh, they're going to win. They have to win this game, Kevin. You don't want to go 1-3 in the conference. Because then you're going to have Atlanta over you and the Bears over you for a tiebreaker. They have to win this game, Kevin. They have to, Kevin. All right, Kevin. I know you got to come off.
All right, Johnny. Johnny, right, I got Kevin. You, Johnny. I do. Thanks for the call. Okay. And, yeah, look, we've been talking about the Bears all week, and we'll talk about them today, too. I'm just saying that our, you know, keys and our prediction will come on Monday's show. I think Monday night's going to be a ball game. It's going to be a ball game. The Bears off the bye week. They got two wins in a row. Ben Johnson's creative. This is our defense, secondary wise, is still, if we're going to say it nicely, a work in progress. You know, but there's a lot of progress that needs to be made coverage wise. This could be a game. You know, there is some weather as a possibility. There's going to be a nor'easter, and there's still some questions as to whether or not we get it in the D.C. area or it stays east. But Sunday night, Monday, could be a lot of wind and a lot of rain. Now, it looks like it would be out of here by Monday night, but just something to keep an eye on over the weekend. Joe in Springfield, who you got in the NFC East?
Morning, Kevin. Shout out to Max as well.
Yep.
I'm going to say Washington, but Kevin, I'm going to be honest. I have a feeling that the winds at the end of the season, it could either be a 10 or 11 to just to win the division, but only maybe make the playoffs, because with the NFC as stacked as it is right now, 10 wins could or 9 wins could not even get you in the playoffs. I mean, that's how stacked the NFC is right now.
Yeah, so I mean, the division may be the route to get in for sure. I mean, we got a long way to go on this. Long way to go.
I will say this as well, though, Kevin. I mean, going back to about Philadelphia, you know, they could have easily either be 4-2, 3-3, 2-5, or 1-5, because if not for losing to Dallas, if CeeDee Lamb doesn't drop that pass, or if Travis Kelce doesn't drop a pass that turns an interception, or if the Rams don't get their field goal blocked, Phillies are only one win.
No
right.
doubt.
They're lucky.
No doubt.
Right now.
They could conceivably be 0-6 right now. Those four games they won were completely, losable in the same. But they have the ability in these close games to get it done. They didn't get it done against Denver. And last night was not an opportunity to win for the first time. Philadelphia could go a number of ways, but what's still possible is that they could figure it out and be great by the end of the year. They have a lot of talent, and they have a lot of championship pedigree. So I'm not counting them out. Joe, you'll know this, and you'll remember this. I was thinking about this Philadelphia team, comparing it to Washington in 92. Washington in 92, after being that dominant 91 team and the champion, they came back, and everything was just off. Now, it started with a contract holdout.
We got lucky getting into the playoffs that year. We got lucky
getting
9-7.
They backdoored their way in. They needed Minnesota to beat the Packers to keep the Packers out of what would have been the first Brett Favre playoff season. But at the end of the year, they were playing better. Like, they beat Dallas, they nearly beat Philadelphia at the Vet, and then they won a playoff game, and they were very close. I mean, a fumbled, handoff exchange between Rippon and B. Mitch away from going to the NFC Championship game. But they never, during the regular season that year, they never looked anything like they looked the year before. Part of it was Rippon held out, remember, for the big contract, and they just had a bad, wacky summer. They had injuries, and a lot of S happened to them. And this Philadelphia team reminds me of that team. They're just not in sync at all. But it's not over for them.
Let me let you go.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Kevin.
Yeah.
Do you think, going back to that 92 season, that if we had not fumbled the ball there and gone back to playing Dallas in the NFC Championship game, would we have beaten Dallas? Because we had momentum, for sure, not for that fumble.
I'm telling you, it is, it's one of the I think that particular team, if you go back to that team just had an incredible championship, overall personality. The struggles during the regular season and then the fight to get into the postseason and the way they played down the stretch, the games they lost, they could have easily won, but they destroyed Minnesota on the road in the wild card round. And then, they had the 49ers on the ropes. And the 49ers were the one seed, remember? And would they have beaten Dallas? They would have played that game in Texas Stadium. Dallas was the division winner. Washington was a wild card team. I would say not. I think that Cowboy team was ascending, and they would have had major, major sort of revenge after the way they lost that regular season game at RFK late in the season with the Aikman, Emmett fumble in the end zone and Danny Copeland scoring. So, that would have been interesting, and it would have been their third, championship game against each other, but the first in Dallas, and it was very close to happening. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Stevie Ray in Baltimore. Who do you have in the NFC East?
Before I get to that, I have been wanting to call in and ask you a question, and it has to do with Steve Suter. Where did you find him? What did you go into the phone book under great analysis?
He's good.
Well, how did you find this guy? I want to tell you, I'm sitting there in my car, I'm driving, and I'm thinking, hey, Cooley's back. Yeah. I was like, hey, because I didn't know who he was. And he's somebody said yesterday, you'd said, he sounds like him, but his analysis is a little bit more in-depth to me than Cooley, just a little bit. I love Cooley. I'm glad he's there. I'm glad he's enjoying his life. Okay, so where did you find this guy?
So real quickly, the baseball coach at Maryland is a guy by the name of Matt Swope. I've known Matt forever. He's a big fan of the station, big fan of the show. And Steve, I've had on the show many times because he calls Maryland games with Johnny Holiday. So, I've had him on to preview a Terps game or to talk about Terps football. And he was always excellent as a guest. I mean, really good. And Matt, the baseball coach at Maryland, said, this guy's so good at analyzing football, you ought to try him out in Cooley's role if Cooley's not going to do it this year. And so we gave it a shot, and he is excellent. There's no doubt. He really is. All right, who do you got?
I got the Commanders, no doubt. Whoever that idiot was who was talking about Jaden and saying he wasn't all that good on Saturday should listen to what Suter said about him yesterday. What did he say? He said he gave him the best grade.
Yeah. Even if you don't believe in PFF, they had him as the highest graded player in the game.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you've got the best quarterback, that's what you got to have in order to be able to do it. And we got it. So everything else will start falling into place. Okay. That's where I am.
Thanks, Stevie.
Take care, buddy.
Appreciate it. Everybody on hold, stay there. Who you got winning the NFC East? The Eagles are in a bit of a mid-season or approaching mid-season free fall. But Dallas is coming on. And look, the Giants can run the football not just with Scataboo, but with their quarterback as well. They destroyed Philadelphia. Let's face it. No one had 20-17 at halftime. That was the biggest concern I had, although I did like the Giants. Smell test picks coming up later on in the show. Stay on hold. More
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.